Hello, hello, hello. Hey, peeps. Welcome back to the podcast. This is your host, Noemi, aka Coffee with Curls, on this blessed Tuesday. And as for me, I actually just got out of boxing about 20 minutes ago, and I already got something to confess. I'm like literally sitting in my car. Because I ordered food and I'm just waiting for it to be done so I can pick it up. And the most hilarious thing is that I went food shopping yesterday. And to be honest with you, I just don't feel like cooking today. I'm just exhausted. I tell you, I'm wiped out. Been working out like 6 days a week. So truly, it's because I'm lazy. Let me just not even make any excuses. I'm just being lazy today. So I'm just gonna go eat my food, mind my business. And eventually, because I'm putting this out in the universe, I will be hiring somebody to cook all my meals and prep them for me. That is definitely going to happen. I'm going to make that happen because I'm going to be honest, I don't even like cooking. It's not my forte. But a girl got to eat and trying to stay, as healthy as possible because I'm trying to live forever, is really what I'm trying to do. I tell that to people all the time. And so, that being said, here I am. I know I'm not the only one that's done this. I know. So on this week's episode, I was reflecting. The reflecting topic of the week is, what is women empowerment? Right? I've been seeing this conversation come up, this topic, for a while. And I'm going to go into more detail, right? I've been to several events about women empowerment, which is great and all, but I've seen the other side of it. And this is the other side that I've been seeing lately on social media on how women have become a little catty with each other. Especially, I don't know why. Like, what's the deal? I guess when you go to some of these events, it seems like some women are being catty, and I just don't understand that. And I've been seeing, different posts circulating on social media, and I'm also speaking from even personal experience, right? As I start exposing myself on the social media world, being a podcaster, and I'm gonna be working on my blog soon, I'm seeing the type of cattiness that I used to see when I was in high school. And I tell you what, I've never been about that life, you know? And I even seen a meme circulating saying, oh, you can't sit with us. And I'm just like, well, what's the empowerment in that, right? If we're sitting here talking about women empowerment, how is that empowering another girl? I feel like let's vibe. We already live in a world that is continually telling us how much we're not, how much we fall short, that I think that let's encourage each other. Like, let's put that vibe out there. I'm very huge believer of the vibes you put out there is what you get back. You put good things out there, the good things come back to you. It's like a boomerang. I'm all about the law of attraction and stuff like that. But that whole catty shit, it's very high school to me. And I'll tell you, to be honest, I'm one of those people that I don't care about any cliques. Like, I could be dolo. I'm cool with that, to be honest. I have no problems with that. And I've experienced that too, where, if I'm talking to somebody, they're trying to see what I can do for them instead of getting to know who I am. And I'm like, I could read somebody really fast. And, I try to give folks benefit of the doubt, but my read is usually on point. I think it's maybe because I'm a Virgo. I just have that sense. But, I don't like that. I don't understand why the cattiness, the click, like you gotta cut that bullshit. I think that there's enough space for everybody. We all are talented. We all have our own lane. And we have enough. There's more than enough for us to win. And, a vibe, I'm simple like this. If I vibe with you, I vibe with you. And if I don't, I'm cool with that too. And as for me, you could always sit on my table because I'm not that type of chick. I'm like, let's treat each other like souls. At the end of the day, we're people, And we're on this world for a very limited time. So as we all trying to find our own way, trying to progress, make our own way, encourage each other, Or if you've got nothing nice to say, don't say anything, I'm just saying this. We could do better, I've just been seeing this whole thing about, women just being catty, very high schoolish, and I'm like, cut that shit out. But that's not cool. Don't do that. We have enough bullshit that we have to go through and fight for. And treating each other like sisters, it doesn't take much to spread kindness. It really doesn't. It costs you nothing to just be kind. You know what I'm saying? But that's just my thought and my reflection of the week. And so I'm spreading good magic coffee vibes to all everyone, to all of you guys. And as always, always, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. And I'll be announcing shortly when my blog is up so you guys can check that out soon. And always, I appreciate you. Much bessels. Hope that your week goes great. I'll talk to you guys soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.